this morning. And when he hears you call his name, he'll come to you. Just say, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Friend, do you know him today?
Please
don't turn him away.
Jesus.
My Jesus. Without
him, I was.
I would be. Lift your hand and ask God to help us this morning. One more time, just call his name out and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You don't have to yell, you don't have to scream. But from your heart, when you cry out, Jesus, he'll hear you. In the midst of the crowd, in the midst of all the traffic, in the midst of all the partying and reveling of the world, he'll hear your heart's cry when you just simply whisper that name above all other names. And no other name by which men will be saved. Hallelujah. Say it with me one more time. It's Jesus.
Jesus.
Friend, do you know him today?
Please don't turn him away.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, musicians. You may be seated. Praise God. I just wanted to lift up his name a little while, if that's all right with you. Amen. I came to worship him. I came to worship him. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't come to wear my new suit, which it's the only one I got. You've seen it 100 times. Amen. I didn't come to, impress you with the car. We didn't even get it washed. We kept thinking we would, and we didn't. So when you go out there and see that little dirty gray Mercury, you'll know we're here. Amen. I didn't come to impress anybody. I didn't come to preach to you. I came to worship him. Part of it, amen, may be singing. Part of it may be praising. Part of it may be preaching. Part of it may be praying. Amen. But either way, I come to worship him. I come to lift him up. I come to exalt him. I come to glorify him and worship him. And this is our day to do it. This is our time and our hour. It's our appointed hour to worship God. Amen. If we miss this hour, friend, we may miss more than really we thought we was going to miss. Amen. We may miss a whole lot more than we thought we was going to miss. Praise God. You don't miss nothing missing me. But you will miss everything if you miss Jesus. I want you to lift him up real high this morning and get him up where he belongs and worship and praise him in the beauty of holiness. Can you do that? Glory to God. Sure you can. Turn into John chapter 4. We're so glad we get to be here today, and it is a privilege. Glory to God. It is a blessing. And I do miss the pastor. I do miss those that are not here. I see several that are not here. I thought I was going to miss Jody, but it looks like he finally showed up. Praise God. When the saints come dragging in. Maybe I just didn't see you, brother. Amen. He can take it. Amen. But I'm going to tell you now, I'm glad you're here. Praise God. It'd be kind of hard. I have preached to empty pews, but it ain't no fun. I have preached to empty chairs, seats that we set out, but I didn't enjoy it near as much as I enjoy seeing a reaction on your face when I say what I got to say. And I do want a reaction. Praise God. Amen. If we get some power in the pulpit, there'll be some action in the pew. You believe that? Glory to God. Amen. So pray for the power this morning. Pray that God will anoint us and use us. And we do appreciate being here. Chapter 4 of the book of John. That's in the New Testament, page 1537, if you got a book like mine, which you probably don't. But you'll find it. It's over there in the Gospels. Glory to God. I want you to be a part of this thing now this morning. They're coming up with a new program now. I've never seen it, but I've heard of it. American Idol. You've heard of it, I know, surely. I've never seen it, but I've heard it. But they're coming up with a new one called Holiness Idol, where they come around and take pictures of all the idol holiness people. Hey, so if you're just sitting there idle, you're liable to make the news. Amen. Let's get in and have church. Let's don't have holiness idle this morning. Glory to God. And the woman said to him, verse 15, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Give me this water that I may thirst not, neither come hither to draw. I want to preach to you a little while. The Lord will help me. We're going to pray one more time, and I need your prayer on it. Ain't quite right. It ain't quite right. I want us to pray. God will help us today. Father, in Jesus' name, need your help. God, need your anointing. Amen. There are ears to hear this morning, and there are ears that are stopped up. There are eyes that can see and eyes that have been made blind by the God of this world. There are souls, amen, that are deluded and deceived in this world into thinking everything's all right if they just do good things. Would you help us, God, to help them? Amen. And anoint us that their ears and hearts may be anointed to receive the word. How we'll praise you and thank you. Somebody say, help us, Jesus. In your name we pray, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John chapter 4, we're talking about the woman at the well. You can think about any portion of that scripture you want to, or any part of the story you want to. But I want to talk to you this morning, amen, not only about the woman at the well, but at the 2013 church, amen, that we're living in, the day and hour we're in, amen. I want us to think about how it would be if Jesus came right where we were and said, I'll give you something where you won't ever go back where you've been. I'll give you something where you won't go try what you've tried. I'll give you something that'll be better than anything you've ever put in your mouth or in your veins. I'll give you something, amen, that'll get you higher than you've ever been, keep you high, and you will never come down. Amen. I will give you something that you'll never have to go back to the world. Amen. Never have to go back to the beggarly elements of this life. Amen. This woman came to Jesus. Well, actually, she came to get water. She'd always done that. She'd done it many times. Wasn't because she was a good woman or a bad woman. Amen. A smart woman or a not so smart woman. Amen. Because she was a certain type of woman. She was a thirsty woman. Come on, smile at me now. She was a thirsty woman. But she was in the process of drawing water not only for her, but for her family, and possibly for her animals. And so she came to the well at exactly the right time. I said she came at exactly the right time, because on that well sat a man that could give her water, that could keep her from ever being thirsty again in this life and in this world. Hallelujah. And so when he met her, what he said to her was not, amen, you ain't living right, was not, how's your hair, was not, look at your dress or the lack thereof, come on here. What he said to her was, give me a drink. If this water is so good, and it does so much good, it satisfies, it's so sweet, it's so tasty, it's so wonderful, give me a drink of your water. Amen. And she said, well, you don't have anything to draw with. I'm going to tell you here this morning, it don't make no difference how deep the well is. What matters is how long is the rope. Hey, hey. Amen. What matters is how long is your rope and how long is your hope. Amen. Have you got an opportunity this morning to get help you've never got before? Have you got an opportunity to hear something maybe you've never heard before? Have you got an opportunity? Yes, you're in the house of God, and God timed your journey to be here. You and me both could be in the gutter. You and me both could be, amen, in a drug-induced stupor. You and me both could be out there somewhere with our mind blown on alcohol. I know you church people ain't smiling at me, but you ought to be saying amen too. Except for the grace of God, that'll be me and you. And I'm telling you right now, we could not have sense enough to even raise our hand for salvation. We cannot have a brain about us enough, amen, to get up and come in out of the rain and sit on a church pew. The reason you're here is the mercy of God. The reason we're here is the grace of God. The reason we made it this far is because God loves us. that much, amen, that he'd hang on a cross and die for you and I. I gotta tell you today, amen, she came to him, but it wasn't quite right. You hear me? It wasn't quite right. Amen, she needed water because she'd come to that well before. Are you going back where you used to go? You hear me? Are you picking up things you used to hold dear? Amen, are you looking for things that used to satisfy, but you realize they don't satisfy anymore? Amen, you came to this place because you found something you needed that the world didn't supply, that the honky-tonk didn't supply, that the dance hall didn't supply, that the drug dealer didn't have on his list. Amen, that the alcoholic could not give you, that the person that was involved, amen, in the worldly affairs could not give you, and it didn't satisfy. You had to go back and back and back. That's what a drug dealer does, I know. Amen. It gets you on a little something, so you need a little more. That's what the devil does to the world. You get a little world fix, you need a little more. A little sin fix, you need a little more. Come on, help me here this morning. I'm telling you just a little bit, amen, of a Sears catalog. And first thing you know, you're wanting a Playboy. Amen. Just a little bit, amen, of this new wine they're talking about. Amen. The near beer. Amen. But you're going to want more. Amen. A little buzz and a little tingle will make you want to go out in the world and mingle. Shout with me now. I mean, it won't be long. You'll be searching for things. Amen. Just like you used to. If it feels good, it's bound to be all right. That ain't necessarily right. It ain't all right. You hear me? I'm preaching on it. It ain't all right. I'm telling you now, she came and she said, I want water. I'm thirsty. My family's thirsty. We've come back here time and time and time again. Why? It was Jacob's well. It was Jacob's well. What did Jacob find there? He found the water mom and daddy had. He found the water of Abraham, Isaac. And he realized this is what will satisfy. And they called it Jacob's well. I'm going to tell you, that's where she met the Lord that day. Where Jacob got it. Where Isaac got it. Where Abraham got it. She thought she had it. She thought she had it. She said, we worship in this mountain. Amen. Our fathers worship here. Our father Abraham. Well, you see, being who she was, one of those certain people that kind of lived off on the other side of town. Amen. Not necessarily well respected. Amen. You know, a Pharisee and a Sadducee. And then there's you and me. Smile now. I'm telling you here, friend, she had it. She had it. I am a religious person. I worship. But who do you worship? What do you worship? That thing you give yourself to that's more important than coming to church? That thing that you sold yourself out to do? Amen. In between Sunday and Wednesday? Amen. That thing that your friends know about you that maybe your wife and family don't know? I said it ain't quite right. It ain't quite right. Amen. She came in. The first thing he said, give me some water. You, if you've got it, give it to me. If you possess it, let go of it. Hey, the whole world's running around saying, give me something to drink. Give me something to drink. Give me something to drink. I'm thirsty. I need something. Amen. How do you react to that? What's your answer to that? Well, I don't know what you need. You do know what they need. But it's not what they need that matters. It's who they need. They need Jesus. They need Jesus. We were going to come down here and stop it at the Big Mac. Amen. I was having a Mac Attack. And I thought, well, I better go to Mac Attack Shack. And so I was heading to McDonald's. And it just seemed like the Holy Ghost said, pull in here. It was a McDonald's, but it was way up there. Amen. Dangerfield. I don't know why, but I sat down there. And here come a guy walking in the door with his braided hat. You boys know what I'm talking about. Amen. A Vietnam veteran. Walking in there and just a nice guy. Real clean cut, real sharp. And he sat down there to eat. And I said, sir, I appreciate you. I'm glad you made it back. I'm glad you served your country. He had a special little tag on his hat that a lot of guys don't have. I don't have, don't want one. It said, amen, that he had a Purple Heart. It said it on his license tag. Amen. I don't want no purple heart in this world. I just have to have a loving heart in Jesus. A heart of compassion, a heart of concern, a heart that cares. Amen. And I'm not going to wear a badge. Amen. I've already got my badge on. My holiness attire. Amen. This is my badge. It lets people know my wife looks like a holiness woman, and people will ask her, are you a Christian? Amen. Do you know the Lord? Are you a Pentecostal? Whatever. Amen. You put your badge on every day, and it commands authority. But I ain't got time to preach that. Ain't nobody got time for that. I'm going to tell you what we got time for. We got time for Jesus. I said we got time for Jesus. We got time to say right now, there's a way out of that situation of dying of thirst. She was dying of thirst. She had to get back to the well. Amen. When your flesh begins to cry out, I got to go back there. I've got to watch this. I've got to read that. I've got to do that. And all it does is feed the flesh. And pretty soon you're back over there again. Pretty soon you're back. I know how it is. When I'm that way with popcorn. I know popcorn don't do much for you, but I absolutely love it. Amen. I can eat a bag or two a day. Amen. It makes me think I got something when I don't. Help me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't you? Huh? You think you're full? You think you're full, but it's just hot air. Smile now. Hey man, some of y'all are in here religiously eating popcorn. I'm on here. You ain't getting nothing and you know it. And you'll leave out the door with nothing and you'll know it. That woman said, I've got to come back here. I've got to come back. Jesus said, I'm going to give you something where you never have to come back here again. Not in the physical, not in the flesh. Yeah, you're going to have a drink of water again, but you're not going to have to get it here. Ha! Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad for old Paz Tabernacle. I know you can get the truth here, and I know you can get full of the Holy Ghost here. You ain't going to get that everywhere, friend. Amen. And that's what he was saying to her. My family, we worship in the mountains. Our father, Abraham, she was half Jew and half Gentile, and that's what made her the problem. I'm going to tell you right now, friend. Amen. You're about half saved and half not, and that ain't quite right. That ain't quite right. Some of the things in your life are under subjection, and some of the things you're still doing it your way. You're still in control. You're still the boss. Come on, you're the boss. Amen. Some of those things ain't quite right, but that's all right. Jesus loves us, and Jesus overlooks stuff. And the song said he can't see our sin. All he can see is the blood. That is about as scriptural, friend, as Allah and Buddha. Amen. Help me here. Amen. God can see anything and everything. There ain't nothing he don't know about your past. He didn't forget a bit of it because that you are covered by the blood. He just don't hold it against you. Oh, I know that ain't helping your theology, and it sure ain't helping your song service. But maybe you're on the wrong channel. Maybe it ain't quite right. Maybe it ain't quite right. The tears in heaven are falling in this cold rain. Oh, how long you gonna listen to that junk? The Bible said there are no tears in heaven. What are you gonna do with that? Well, that's just the Bible. That's our problem. That's why we ain't got it quite right. It's called we won't stick with the black back book. We won't read it and live it and love it. If we do that, friend, we can be happy. It won't be but just a couple of weeks here. October the 6th, it'll be 39 years. I've been serving the Lord. I've not been back. I don't cut the devil no slack. Amen. And I ain't living in a shack. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, God's been good to me and my family, Brother John. And he has to you. He has to you. Amen. My brother sent him a cause. Amen. That we know his son, Jesus. And we know him in the fullness of the power of the resurrection, and even in the fellowship of his suffering. And he said to her, give me some of that water. Well, I don't know how you expect to get water sitting on the well. Amen. Sitting on the well. Well, he said, I want you to give it to me. The disciples were gone, the Bible said. Does that tell you anything? He expected the disciples to give out water, but they weren't there. Woo! Come on. Are you here? Are you here? You're supposed to be giving out that water. Supposed to be giving out that living water.
So folks won't never thirst again for this old water of this world. We don't need worldly water. I thought there never would come a day in all my life, brother, when we'd be buying water for $1, $1.29, $1.50 a bottle. Hey, man, we got well water over at County Line. You don't come get you a 5-gallon bucket or jar or jug. Come on over and fill it up when you get there. A lot of people do stop by and get it because it's pure, clean, amen, unfiltered, and unmessed with, whatever you want to say, just plain old well water, and it's good. I said it's good. Oh yeah. Once you've drunk it though, you'll probably never quit coming back to County Line. So you want to be careful about that. But I got to tell you, she thought, if I can get to Jacob's well, I imagine her little mouth was parched. I imagine she'd walked a good little ways, and then she probably didn't like us. She didn't go until she was plumb out. You got children in the house. Hey man, they know if they drink the last drop of water in that water bottle in the refrigerator, they're gonna have to refill it. So they'll go right down. Yeah, leave one drop in there, and then they don't have to refill it. Come on now. That's the way we do God. We'll run and run and run and run until we're dry. Some of y'all wiping y'all's mouth. Amen. Get you a cert or something. Hang on. I'll try to turn you loose in time to beat the Baptist to the buffet. But if we don't, we'll sure clean up behind them. Woo! Hallelujah. I got to tell you, friend, I want you to be thirsty, amen, enough to come to the altar. I want you to be thirsty enough to admit that we've got a thirst, that we need something. He said, give me some water. Oh, yeah. And she said, I don't have nothing here. I don't have nothing for you. He said, well, I got something for you. I got water. Amen. Number one, she thought she had religion. We worship. What did Jesus do? He said, well, I'm not real sure. And can I tell you this morning, and how many of you have ever felt that? No, he didn't. And I'm not going to either. I don't need your permission to preach. I got it early this morning. And what to preach? Early this morning. And if you ain't prayed a couple hours over it, you better listen and take it from the Lord instead of saying, well, why did he say that and why did he do that? I'm going to tell you right now, friend, God told me to tell you very plainly, he has water that you've never tasted yet. All you've got a little sip here, somebody next to you, woo, spilled over and got a drop or two on you. You said, woo wee. That's good stuff right there. But you ain't got it quite right. You ain't never got all of it. You ain't been baptized in it. Woo! When they put you in that water, they put every bit of you under. I had a lady, my brother Marty, that just could not live it. And I found out why. They was taking pictures, amen, of the baptism. I got her underwater and there was her toe. And I throwed her down again and there was her thumb. I think her lips come out one time or another. She couldn't keep from gossiping. Somebody help me preach. He kept me. She never got it all right. She never got it all underwater. Woo! You get under this water, you'll just go. You will inhale and suck down every bit of it you can get because you're thirsty. This world don't satisfy. The things of this world don't satisfy. Amen. YouTube. Amen. And Facebook. And all that stuff. Spaced out book. Whatever it is. Amen. It don't satisfy. It won't meet the need, friend. It's just another drama situation. It's just another soap opera that you're living on somebody else's life. And I'm going to tell you right now, it'll never make you happy. Amen. This water we're drinking around here makes us want to come back. Look at the crowd. It makes you want to be here. It makes you want to feel it. It makes you want to taste it. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. That water's good, friend. It's good for you. It's pure, clean water. But it's habit forming. It'll make you want to come again. And that's why you come back when you said you'd never come back. That's why you said when that red-headed preacher gets up there, or gray-headed as the case may be, I'm not coming, but you're here because you are thirsty. You're here because you need something from God, and God has it. Amen. He's the only one that does. He's the only one that does. He's got what we need, friend. And she said, well, we worship in the mountains. He said, you don't even know who you worship. That's a hard, or what you worship. That's a hard thing to say for some people, but it wasn't hard for Jesus because he knew her and he knew her situation. If we deal with people like we ought to, we're worried about how many husbands she had. Amen. There ain't a lot of women going to go to hell over worrying about whose husband he is. Come on now. Amen. He ain't yours. Leave him alone. Say amen. Amen. All right. I might not want to dwell there too long, but I'm going to tell you right now, friend. Amen. It didn't matter. And it didn't matter that she was dressed like whatever she was, a half-breed, a half-Jew and half-Gentile. It didn't matter. He didn't deal with her hair. He didn't deal with her sleeves. He did not deal with which Bible she was reading. He just said, you're worshiping wrong because you are not worshiping in spirit and in truth. I'm going to tell you how it works. If you get nothing but truth, you'll dry up. If you get nothing but spirit, you'll blow up. But if you get the spirit and the truth, you'll grow up. Woo! Hallelujah! Said you'll grow up. Amen. You get both spirit and truth together in a good balance, and you'll get the help you need. That's the water that flows. Amen. At Old Past Tabernacle, the water that runs down the middle of these aisles is water that refreshes. It's water that heals. It's water that cools you on a hot day. It's water, amen, that brings your soul to a place in God. It's water that refreshes you and gives you a whole nother outlook on life. When I look at some of y'all, I'm thinking you're dying of thirst this very morning. You have convinced me by your look that you are absolutely dying of thirst. Ain't no fountain in here. You have to go out to get it. Huh? You have to go out to get it. Some of you are dying to go out. That's why you're dying of thirst. Hit that watch another time. I'm not the only one seeing you looking. Huh? Woo! I don't mind you shaking your watch to make sure it's working. Just don't beat it on the back of the pew. You're liable to tear it up. But anyway, it's working. Hey man, I was preaching one place, and I preached just a little bit, I guess too long, Brother Mike. Hey man, they took down the clock and put a calendar up there. Maybe I ought to take the hint. I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, friend, when you got a hold of it, when you got the goods, when you know what you're saying is going to make a difference, when you know what you're preaching is going to change people's lives, that gives you the unction to go ahead and preach it. You know what made me so tickled with Jonah? Jonah, yeah, Jonah, because he believed in his own preaching. Yeah, he did. He said, if I go down there, they'll repent. My God's a loving God. He's faithful. He'll forgive them, and they'll go right on. I want them killed. I want them dead in a hammer, so I ain't going. Woo! He knew his preaching would work. He knew his reaching would pull. He knew, and he threw out the lifeline. Somebody get a hold of it. He knew when he told them that they'd repent, God would hear, and God would heal, and God would bless. Amen. And they'd get it, and he didn't want them to get it, but he did believe in his own preaching. And I believe this morning, amen, if we get thirsty enough for the good water, amen, the water, it ain't on Fox News. This water ain't on CNN. It ain't on Sin to the Max. Amen. And Hell's Best Offer, HBO. Amen. No, sir. You know where it is. Amen. This living water is running down the aisles of this church. And that's why you're here. You came thirsty. You came looking for something more than what the world has to offer. You've been back and been back and been. That's the whole problem, friend. You're going back. Go up. Go on. Go forward. Amen. Reach a little higher. Pull on up. Amen. Get a little closer. All it'll do, friend, is get you closer to Jesus and further from the world. I said she wasn't quite right. I know she had five husbands, and the one she had now was not her husband. Amen. We know that's wrong, don't we? I said we know that's wrong. It wasn't quite right, you see. Five husbands didn't satisfy her. And I can tell you ladies something right now, there ain't no husband can satisfy you. Amen. There ain't one. God didn't make a man after sin come in. He wants to sit on the well and say, hey baby, give me a drink. Come on, smile now. Woo! He sat on the well and said, give me a drink. That's just like a man, ain't it? I'm going to tell you right now, friend, that man ain't going to satisfy. That woman ain't going to satisfy. If she's half your age, amen, and dressed like Jezebel, she ain't going to satisfy you. Why is she looking for you? Because 20 other men done dumped her. Smile now. Come on. She done made the rounds and didn't make them happy, so she's hunting you. Amen. The only reason Jezebel wants, amen, a man of God or a godly man is because he wants to make you fall, wants to ruin your testimony, wants to destroy your home and your family and walk off and leave you in the ashes, amen, of what could have been a wonderful life. I gotta tell you, that water ain't gonna satisfy. It ain't gonna satisfy. Sometimes that greener grass in the yard next door is cause their sewer's leaking. Come on here. Woo! I must be telling y'all something that you believe. I hear you. I'm telling you now, friend. Amen. The apple didn't satisfy. If it was an apple, if it was a pomegranate, whatever it was, the fruit, it didn't satisfy. As a matter of fact, it made things worse. And going to the world and drinking of the water of the world is just going to make things worse. You've tried it, and it won't work. It ain't quite right. Hey, but you see, preacher, I'm a good man. I'm a good woman. See, I do a lot of work. Hey, man, I make a lot of money, and I give a lot. And I'm pretty important. She said, my father Abraham, my father Isaac, my father Jacob. She had this lineage, see, of these really important people. Oh, yeah. Well, Grandpa was a holiness man. Mama was a holiness woman. Here we go. That don't make you nothing, amen, at all. Don't make you nothing. None of my folks was saved. Had to make me nothing. That didn't make me nothing, but it didn't make me something. I'm going to tell you what it did. It made me seek the Lord. It made me get thirsty. Amen. There wasn't no Maxons preaching and running these aisles and shouting and spitting and storming. Amen. No, sir. But there's a bunch of them doing it now. So watch out. They may land here just like the sea bees and try to build a bridge from you to heaven. Glory to God. If we can do it, friend, it'll work. I want you to know right now, the water we really need is available here this morning. And if you are thirsty, if you're tired of running the roads to the world, my father, my grandpa, my whatever, your daddy might have been a preacher. That makes you a preacher's kid, that's all. And it makes you lost if you're not saved. Amen. What he said to her was, this is not the water you need. You're going to come back here and get some more water. That's fine. But I'm going to give you water where you won't thirst again for this water. Oh, no, you won't come back here for what I've got. You won't go back to the honky-tonks and hell holes of the world. You won't go back down to the busiest place in town on Sunday morning. First Baptist Church? No. Huh? Pentecostal church? No, that ain't the busiest place on Sunday morning. It's the stinking movie store. They got more business than any church in town on Sunday. Why? Because people ain't satisfied on Sunday. Ain't satisfied with the ball games. Ain't satisfied with the drug-induced, sports demons and idols of this world. They are not satisfied. Watching TV. They're not satisfied with the movies. They're not satisfied with nothing. They're bored on Sunday. They think it's a sorry deal to have nothing to do on Sunday. And they run down, get another movie. Run down, see another film. Run down. And all they get is run down. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't going to satisfy. But I know something it does. Amen. I know something that does. When Jesus said to her, I'm going to give you water from which you'll never thirst again. Friend, that's available for you and I. He is the water of life. Woo! It wasn't what she worshiped. It was who she worshiped that was wrong. And when she met Jesus, she had five men. Then she's trying another one out. What's all right, preacher? We're engaged. Well, you're a sinner. You're an adulterer or an adulteress in sin. You're living together as man and wife and you're not married. I could put it a little plainer if you want me to. Being there's a few children in here, I'll let that go by. But I'm telling you right now, man, there she was, this religion. We worship in the mountain and then we go home and sleep with Homer. That's this world. That's the water. That's the water. She was not satisfied with. She had it five times and trying out another and still was not satisfied. You have done the same thing. I have been there and I know it won't work. It ain't quite right. It ain't quite right. Woo! But when Jesus gets a hold of it, hey, man, all the world got right when I got right. Now I sing and I pray and I shout. All my burdens have been lifted since the Savior brought me out. Woo! I'll travel this world both near and far, and everywhere I go, I say I'd rather be an old-time Christian well than anything I know. All the world got right when I got right. Woo! If all you got to do is get right this morning, amen, come to the music. All you got to do this morning is say, I want some of that water. I'm thirsty. I've had this other water. I've had this other man. I've had this other woman. I've had this brand of cigarettes. I've had this kind of beer. I'm on here. Amen, you've been trying Bud Dumber, and the more you drink, the dumber you get. Amen, I'm going to tell you right now, friend, it won't be quite right. Jesus is right for everything that's wrong in my life. Didn't you sing that? Yes, sir. Woo! See, this whole thing, you didn't know what I was preaching. Yes, ain't no way in the world do you know.
Yes, sir.
Huh? The Sunday school lesson, I never seen it till I walked in the door and they handed me the little sheet. You know how God can work things together? He could time your journey. He, instead of putting you in a loosey-goosey church, you know, the seaweed church, where they're all waving around like water amen. They sing 7-Eleven songs, the same seven words 11 times. Come on, we ain't singing 7-Eleven songs here. Hey, Lord of God, we're singing songs, amen, that come from the heart, that touch our souls, that bless us. And if you want to be a part of that, all you got to do is get the right water. It'll give you the right strength. It's healing water where the healing waters flow. Thank God of heaven. Amen. It's where the delivering waters flow. It's where the saving waters flow. And when he got a hold of her, you know what she said?
Amen.
I got it right. Why? Because he told me everything I ever done. You want Jesus to do that? Not publicly, do you? I don't either. Do you, sir? You good, godly Christian, if you want him to tell everything about you it's ever been? I don't. But one day he's going to. One day he's going to tell everything. Every deed and every word spoken is going to come to light. It ain't going to be hid no more. Every word, every deed. He's going to come back not as a Savior, but as a judge of this whole world. And you and I are all going to stand before Him one day. And He is going to replay the instant replay of our life.
Right.
And if it ain't right, if it's just
yes,
not quite right,
hallelujah.
Huh? If it ain't quite right,
glory
He's going to say, depart from me. You are a worker of iniquity. I never knew you. I cast out devils. I sung in the choir. I ran the aisles and the pews.
Yeah.
I never knew you, pal. Because you weren't worshiping me. You had another reason. You had another motive. You had another something that was forcing you, amen, to go that way at the time, whatever it was. And I'm telling you, I never knew you. When he does that, friend, whatever religion tells you otherwise, they're lying to you. That's your last chance. That's it. That's it. There won't be no coming back and straighten it out. There won't be no reincarnation. There won't be no second, third, fourth. You can read the Left Behind series all you want to. Them lying devils telling you that everybody's going to have seven or eight chances. You can go by Jimmy Swaggart and who believes there's going to be seven raptures. Pick the junk you want to listen to. But live by it. Because you're going to die by it. And I'm telling you, this right here will do to die by. This water right here due to die by. Oh, we're going to die in this flesh. Even if we go in the rapture, the flesh is going to die. The corruptible goes on to put on incorruptibility, and the mortal is going to put on immortality. Ain't going to be no death in heaven. Ain't going to be none. So we're going to die once here, and we're going on. You can have that water where you'll never thirst again, and you won't have to go back to the world. Some of you will go back this afternoon, and a picture will come before your face of this old fat preacher up here yelling and screaming at you, amen, that you couldn't get it right. And you'll say, this ain't quite right. This ain't quite. That's what I want to do. I want you to stop right then. And if you have to, right there, get on your knees and pray at the door of the liquor store. At the door of the liquor store. Instead of going in, bow down and pray. When you go to the package place, amen, get another pack of them cigarettes. If they're so satisfying, how come they put 20 in a pack? They're nothing but coffin nails. And every time you smoke one, you drive another coffin, another nail in your coffin. I'm telling you right now, friend, amen, stop right there in the driveway and get on your knees and pray. And say, this ain't quite right. You're going home to the wrong man, the wrong woman. You ain't married. I want you to stop at the door and say, I ain't doing that no more. I'm stopping here and I ain't going no further because it ain't quite right. It ain't quite right. Oh, but I've been trying to get it right. I tried to get it right too till I got the Holy Ghost. Now I don't even have to work at it. I don't even have to battle it. If I'm sure it ain't quite right, I'm leaving it alone. How about you? Stand to your feet with me this morning, would you? I'm trying to quit. But when you got a good crowd, amen, and you got folks that want to hear you and they're thirsty, it makes you want to preach all afternoon. And I could do that. But I'm telling you right now, we need to pray about this. We need to pray about it. We played long enough. It's time to pray. If you will quit playing, go to praying, you'll start staying. You won't be going back. You won't be going back. I've had cigarettes put in my hand. You know what I did with them? You ain't gonna like this. But I ain't your pastor. You can't vote me out. So hold on. I dropped them on the ground. I smashed them. Said, thanks, pal. You and me both just quit. That'll back in there get you hit, brother. That'll back in there get somebody in your face. But I've had my face got into before you can tell by looking at it. I'm just gonna tell you right now, it don't scare me one bit. The devil don't scare me. He ain't got nothing on me. Jesus said he hath no part in me. You can get it right. It don't have to be almost right. Just about right. Well, listen, I can find somebody who lives worse than you do if you just want to be righter than they are. Righter than they are ain't necessarily right. She said, but you see, I'm not like those Pharisees and Sadducees. Woo! We worship. He said, God's seeking for those that worship in spirit and in truth. You can get in the spirit in the wrong church and not know the truth. Jehovah's Witnesses ain't no more saved than this pew right here. Don't want to be. Don't want to be. But they'll beat your door down. They've got what they call the truth. And they've got something to motivate them. Huh? Mormons, they ain't got the truth. But they got enough spirit to get up and get out and try to spread that garbage. And what we need to do is get the spirit and the truth right here in this building. Get it right now. And when we walk outside, Jesus, go with me. Go with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk, talk with me. Hey, and that voice will say, come over here. And you'll say, who's that? Is that you, Jesus? Amen. Don't sound quite right, does it? Get thee behind me. Do like the children said. Get out of here. That ain't that hard. Rebuke him. And he'll go away. Amen. You can live it all day. Come back tonight shouting the victory. Praise God, seeking the Holy Ghost and the power of God. Amen. And knowing that you have got it all right. If you can live it all day today, guess what? You live it all day tomorrow. You can live it all week, then you can live it all month, then you can live it all year, then you can live it till Jesus comes. That's what we've decided to do years and years and years ago. We're not going back. We're not looking back. We're not thinking about the back. Amen. We're looking up, packing up, and getting ready to go up. If you're ready this morning, you ought to praise the Lord. If you're not, you ought to come to this altar and say, God, I'd like to this morning, one time, right now, I want to get it right. 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 Come on here. Somebody move right now. Amen. Sing your song. We're going to have this altar call. Somebody has got to get it right. Somebody's got to get it right. You don't dare leave this place and go right back where you were. She didn't dare come back to that well saying, I'm so thirsty, I can't hardly make it. She was thirsty in her flesh, but she wasn't thirsty in her spirit because she met the living water. I'll give you living water. I'll give you eternal water. You'll never thirst again. Woo! You can have that water this morning in Jesus' name.